It's just like how everything in this culture these days is a study. Study released today proves that Special K cereal is good for the heart. 3 months later, study released today proves Special K causes heart attacks. The data is always reversed. The data is always inconclusive. The data always says something else yet again. So when I say finally I got it, I mean I got it that the data, experience, is irrelevant. Irrelevant to what really matters. Irrelevant to what's truly true. Irrelevant to anything that has to do with something more than my little view of things. That my little view will always be imperfect. My little view will always be mistaken, more or less. But that there's something beyond my little view that has nothing to do with mistakes, has nothing to do with which road one chose. And that has a lot to do with what we've been talking about all evening long.
To get something straight in my mind, God is what is. And whatever, and that is the present. There can be no past and future. Because those are concepts. Is that right? God, there's no inherent meaning. It just is, right? It just is in the present. So as soon as you start judgments or you talk about this event or that event, you know, you're conceptualizing about things that aren't happening right in the moment. So therefore, they're part of your mind than they are of God.
Yes, but then someone will come along and say, but isn't that part of God too? Isn't that part of the now moment and the present perfection of all that? See, it just goes on and on. So you've got it straight in your mind, perfect, and now forget all about it and recognize once and for all that your mind is the starting point and has to be left at the door. Your mind is only good up until it takes you to the door.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
That's more important than getting it straight in your mind.
And then something mystical happens? Well, I mean, you have to step out.
Wouldn't your mind like to know?
And you have to step out of the mind. That's what I mean by mystical. By mystical, I only mean beyond mind. Then you go beyond mind because you've given up your mind.
So it becomes, in the end, that reverence for life becomes not different than reverence for perfection. And how can the seeing of the perfection that is elicit anything other than reverence? It dwarfs you so powerfully that you don't ever again bother with getting it straight in your mind.